Okay, Simon Shin Yotes, Din HaBayir B'Shabbos. So one of the first basic components of having a Shiloh Bayra is a Taraifis. There needs to be some kind of mixture over here. A Taraifis, a mixture. The items need to be mixed with each other. And then I'm doing an act of separating, selecting, sorting, whatever it may be, in order to get to what I want. So we need to first define what's a mixture. What's considered a mixture? So over here in Sif Gimel, the Ramah quotes a Trumas Adeshin. Ushnei minei dogim mikri shnei minei oichlim, which we'll have to discuss once we understand what a Taraivis is. A Taraivis obviously has to be made up of at least two different types of foods. So we have shnei minei dogim mikri shnei minei oichlim va'asa livra echa mechaveray el biyadik de'alachlim miyad. Which someone asked me yesterday, a few people asked this question, which is a very good question, but we're not going to talk about it today. That, what does it help that I'm taking the oichel from the psalis? What does it help that I'm taking the oichel from the psalis to eat it right away? At the end of the day, I'm doing the same halacha. What's the difference if I take the psalis out and I have the oichel in front of me, or I take the oichel from the psalis? What's the difference? And what's the difference if I do it to eat right away, or if I do it to eat later on? Hey, you can sit right here. So what's the difference? What's the difference? What am I doing? What is the idea over here that this is mutter and that's not mutter? So that is something which the other has to get thought about. What is the difference? Which we'll have to discuss. But today we want to discuss the idea of taraivis. So the Ramah continues, says, Afal pisha chaticha is gidoilois. Even though they're big pieces, v'chol achas nikeres b'fnei atzma, and each piece is recognizable by itself. That's Baira. Over there, yeah, Baira. So the question is, if the definition of taravis, we start off taravis means there's a mixture over here, how do you have a mixture and each piece is nicker? Is it a mixture or it's not a mixture? What's going on over here? What's considered a mixture? And this is something which many, many Paiskim, you take a look at many different Sfarim, they have a very hard time giving a clear gather to what's considered a Taraivis. But I think we're going to have one. So, like this. So there are, and what's tricky, what tricks people is, this Lashon over here of Alpha Pisha Chatichas G'day is Cholachas Nikeres B'fnei Atzma. If it's Niker, how's it Taraivis? Now, picture in front of you, you have two mini dogim. Or you have two different types of fish on a plate. Or you have cooked fish with baked fish or roasted fish. Different types of fish. Right? It could be the same min, but you have cooked salmon, you have roasted salmon, you have baked salmon. And they're muriv, and they're mixed with each other. They're not mesuder. So what the Ramah is telling us over here is, that even though it's nicker, even though I recognize, I see the salmon, and I also see the carp or the whitefish. I can see each one, but they're not mesuder. It's not in order. That's considered taraivis. The lashon of the trumas adeshin, and this is where it gets also a little more hard to give a gather, because the lashon of trumas adeshin is amnam nira da'i kineged svaras halev. Says, I'm going to tell you something which is against the svara of the lev. The shnei minim shenikarin b'afredasim, two minim which are nicker in their separation. They're clearly different. Chatichas gedolos biyachad shemunachim biyachad, that big pieces put next to each other. Shebarabahu. That is Bairah. So he's saying, even though it's against Svaras Aleif. So let's take it to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatin Yedalet. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalayma. Right, when Mishnah Berurah says Ratzalayma, means there's some kind of kasha over here which needs to be said over in other words. Ratzalayma, what does he want to say? The Mikol Makam Shaykh Bezebreira. Even though Kol Achas is Nikeres, it's still Shaykh Bayre. Kivan she'ein mesudares komin b'fnei atzmai. Since each min is not mesudar, it's not in order by itself. It's not mesudar by itself. Elamo ravin b'yachad. They're mixed with each other. So meaning, if let's say I have a plate with two or three different types of fish, and each one is in its own row. This row, the first row is gefilte fish, the second row is salmon, the third row is white fish. That's mesuda b'fnei atzmai. Each one is mesuda by itself. That's not a taravis, and that's not going to be a isabayra to take from that. Ella says in Mishmura that even though it's nicker, but it's muravin, they're mixed with each other. So for this, I think if we use the Aruch HaShulchan, I think we could come back to the Ramah and understand the Ramah in a clear way. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Siman Shin Yates, Siv Tes. It's good? Okay. It's part of my job. Fine, okay, so it's Siv Tes. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. You'll take a look at it inside, in Mi'etz Hashem. But he says over here like this. He says, he's bothered with this question of how what's considered taravis. He's bothered with this question. So he says like this. Says ha'echad, the bedavar nika harbe la'ayin haroya l'shaych la'im zebreira. If this is nika to the eye, it's very clear to me that what's going on over here, that there's A, there's B, there's C, different types of foods, or different types of fish on the plate, and I see very clearly, that's not Bayra. Shane said, Bayra el netila ba'alma. You're not doing a Maisa Bayra. Maisa Bayra is you're selecting, you're choosing, you're separating, you're separating it. You're not, that's Maisa netila. I'm taking what I need. I want a piece of salmon, I take a piece of salmon. V'chol elo advarim shechishavnu, all these cases that we quoted that are bayrer, him nir la'ayin k'may b'bgadim v'kedim v'sfarim kamufim. He's saying that when you have sfarim, when you have b'gadim, you have kelim, when you have big things or small things, but many times, we'll clarify this a little further, it's not going to be a bayrer, because right, if I have a shelf of sfarim, I have a shelf, the Sfarim on the shelf, right, come here. I want to take off the shelf this Shulchan Aruch. That's not Bayra, because each Sefer is in its place and very clear. And Moshe talks about in the Tshuva, if the lights are off and I have to come and feel around to find the right one, maybe that's Bayra. But if the lights are on, it's very clear which Sefer I want. That's not going to be Bayra, it's Netila. I'm taking the Sefer I want. Even though there's Sfarim before, Sfarim afterwards, that's not Bayra. The Ein Loima Hagam Shnei Mine Peris Nirin La'ayin K'may Te'en V'anofim. The Ein Ekin. So what are you going to tell me? That when it comes to different types of fruit, like Te'enim is figs and grapes, let's say you have a bowl of figs and grapes, so maybe over there also you'll say it's Nirin La'ayin. I see the fig, I see the grapes, so there should be no Bayra? Says, no, don't tell me that. It's different than the Sfarim on the shelf or your suit that's hanging in the closet and you can take your suit out from the middle of the other clothing. What's the difference? The mitoich katnusan v'ribuyan tzrichen livrar ze mize. Because they're small and many and a lot, for me to take out what I want, I need to be boirer ze mize. Yet Elashin, Mashen came by begadim vekelim vesvarim. Mashen came by the begadim, the kelim, the utensils, and the svar. So, and then again, you'll see later on in Sivkat and Tezayin. Sivkat and Tezayin. He also says this yisoid. He says that the yisoid is when there's a lot, small. The yisoid of the Aruch HaShulchan is as follows. That when I have different types of, let's talk about fruit, that are mixed with each other to the extent that I need to move around some of them to get to what I want. I need to move around to get to what I want. Or it's hidden underneath. And by me pulling it out, I'm going to be removing the other one that's lying on it. That's Baira. If everything is in its place, I come to the closet, could be a packed, stuffed closet, there's coats and suits and shirts and everything there, and I go and I pull out the shirt that I want or the coat that I want, that's not Baira. It's not Baira because each thing is Mesuda b'fnei atzman. It's like the plate of fish where each type of fish is in its row. It's Mesuda b'fnei atzman. But if they're lying on top of each other or connected with each other and I need to move around or I need to search for what I want, that's Baira. So now the Ramah is telling us like this. The Ramah is saying, Alfal peace. What's the Chiddush of the Ramah? The Chiddush of the Ramah is like this. Even though Kol Achas Nikeres Bifnei Atzma, but we're talking about where it's Ma'uriv. Like the Mishmaru says very clearly. It's Ma'uriv. They are lying on top of each other or connected. So even though when I look at it, I see where the salmon is. I see where the white fish is. I see where it is. But I'm going to have to move something over or pull it out from underneath. Pull it out from underneath. That's Baira. That's Baira. That is what Baira is. That's together to what's considered a mixture.
What if you have a shelf that is like from the front, from the back?
So I'm going to get to that also. We'll get to that also. Good question.
When we say lying on top of another, if it's like lying end to end, is that...
Yeah, again, and it's also to the ayin. When I look at this, I see there's a mixture here. I may be able to, this is what I'm trying to say. When you look at a plate of, when you look at a salad, right? Cut up small pieces of a salad. Cucumbers, tomatoes, and pepper, right? When I look at it, I see the cucumbers, I see the green cucumber, I see the red tomato, I see the pepper. But to the eye, this is a mixture. Because between every cucumber, there's a tomato, there's a pepper, and if I want to get out the tomatoes, I have to start searching for the tomatoes. Even though I see them, right? So again, so now the chiddush over here is that even though they're bigger pieces than just cut up small pieces, it also could be considered ma'urav when they're on top of each other or connected with each other, and I need to move around or I need to pull out to get to it.
Like, you know, like in the Kiddush, when you have like different pieces of cake lying on each other, but they're only touching right at the end.
I don't think that is. You know what? Next week, we'll give you the job to come in with a few different platters of cake mixed together, small, big, or whatever. But if someone does, and then we could. But this is the clearest I could say it in words. Maybe I should have brought pictures. And you're right. We have a camera ready. So therefore, there's a discussion, the mashal. The Shmir Shabbos talks about if you have a box of soda or the soda in the fridge. Again, if you have a regular box of six sodas in the box or 12 sodas in the box, it's pretty much clear each one's mesuda b'fnei atzma. You take out the Coke that you want, you take out the orange soda you want. There's no real taravis there. If they're lying on top of each other in the fridge in a way that I need to start searching to get to it, then maybe then that's a Baira. So, toys on the floor, right? Parents always ask, yeah, if there's small little toys, everything is just one mess. When you look at it, it's a mess. That could be a question of Baira. But if it's big toys, it's the bicycle and the whatever else, big toys, each one standing in its place. So the room is messy, but everything, there's no, they're not ma'urav. There has to be some kind of ma'urav. And the Mishbru is telling you, there's ma'sudar b'fnei atzma, and there's ma'urav. Ma'urav is when, they're, like the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, that there's some kind of mixture between them. I'll give you another example. The Gemara in Shabbos says, tells us about a story about Amara came and he wanted, they brought out a platter of a bowl of fruit and he wasn't sure what to do. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara is on Daf Ayin Dalet. If anyone wants to see the Sugya, so there's one Amud for Baira, which is Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, little Amud Beis. So the Gemara says over here, says here, Ki Asa Rab Dimi Amah Shabsa Darab Bivi Havai V'Iklu Rab Ami Rabasi. So they brought out this bowl of fruit with different types of fruit, and they didn't know what to do. So Shada Kamayo Kakala De Peri, he just spilled out the basket of fruit, and now the fruit are lying out, spread out. Which Rav Moshe and Achuva says based on this Gemara, says the Eitzah, if you have a Taravis, you have a Taravis, and you're running into a Shalabaira, spill it out, right? Let's say you have a handful of utensils, spoons and forks and big spoons and small spoons, in a way that it's taka mixture, which will discuss a little more when we talk about utensils, what makes them one min, two min. But yeah, in a way that's a real mixture. So the simple eitzah is just spread it out. Throw it out. How far apart do the pieces need to be in order for it to be no longer bare, right? It says, Shad the kalkola, shaperi kamayu. He spilled out the basket of berries. But one went to that corner, one went to that corner. That's how far apart? The briskerov is what they say over. May Salvechik said in his father's house, he had the hooks for the coats, one here, one there, and one down there. Because on Shabbos was the Shiloh, maybe we'll come to Baira. See, Mamish, the hooks were far apart from each other. That was the Brisker of Zeros. But how far apart do these fruit need to be? The answer is that it doesn't have to be very far apart, just far enough apart that when you look at it, you don't see it mixed with each other. There's no more of them. So even though there's an apple here, an orange here, and another apple here, but each apple's in its place. If they're lying on top of each other in a basket, or they're lying on top of each other out of the basket somehow, so that's moriv. But once it spreads out, then that'd be very far apart, but just spread out that here's the apple, here's the orange, and here's the pear. So now that's separate already. That's separate already.
The gather isn't just not touching.
No, I didn't say that. The gather is what looks ma'uriv and what's not ma'uriv. A practical way of figuring that out may be that sometimes, or many times, is if they're on top of each other, or next to each other, or blocking you. We'll see cases further. The shuman and the chalav. Different cases of that.
But even if they're on top of each other, you can't move them to get to something that's on the bottom?
You have to follow the rules. Oh, you're talking about layers? Okay, that's another question. If, let's say, I have the pile of sperm like this. Right, beforehand, Idafka gave you the example of on the shelf. But let's say I have a pile of sperm like this, and I want to pull out the middle Gemara, because that's what I want for later on, right? If I pull it out to use now, so that's Eichel from says for right now. But is there Bechlau Beirer? Is that Beirer? That's a question. We'll discuss that also. That is a question. When you have layers, and the Mishnebru is Mesupik. Mishnebru in Mishnebru, and in the Bir Halacha that we spoke out last week, is Mesupik, if that's called Beirer or not. In this case, you go to Shalom Zacha, and everyone puts their coat one on top of each other. It's very nicely piled up, and you want to pull out your coat from the middle. You're not gonna, you just want to pull it out, and you're going to use it later. Is that Beirer or not? Where is the mixture over here? Where's the mixture? It's Mesupik. How do we view that?
What's he referring to when he says that one on top of each other, it's not Beirer?
Like this, layers.
There, it's not Beirer, he says.
But then at the end he says, V'tzarach Iyun. And then in the right, he says at the end, he says near. We'll discuss it more what his suffix is in a clear way, but he does right. That's right.
Isn't there this far that like if there's a fruit or something that the only way you can get to the fruit is by let's say taking the peel, let's say an orange or a banana, so that's not.
So we're gonna get to that also.
Is that apply like
that may not be the svar. That may not be the svar. In Shin Yutes, I don't know if you'll find that svar. Maybe in Shin Chaf Aleph and Shin Yutes, we'll see other svaras for that. But that's a separate discussion. And you have to know when to use it, but that's another discussion. So, not to get off topic. So therefore, like we said, Rav Moshe's lashon over there is muta lefazet tarayv shel chafetzim. It's muta to spread out the mixture of the chafetzim. She spardu zem in zeh. Listen to this. Ba'ayfin sheshuv leitzchashiv tarayvus. In a way that you're not going to consider tarayv. So maybe tully. And how big the pieces is, that's what it could be done. Maybe telling you how many pieces, right? If there's a lot of pieces, few pieces, big pieces, small pieces. If it's very small things, even if they're not touching, may look like a taravis. That's it. Now, the...
You can keep spreading it out if it's not spread enough.
Yeah. Doesn't say anywhere that you can't on taravis it. Just can't do bara. Right, if on my plate, okay, depends how far apart you spread what you don't like. You don't like the onions in the salad. You just push it over on the side of the salad, right? If I move it out of the salad to the side, it might be butter. But I'm saying, but let's say within the butter, I'm just moving it over. In the taravis, I'm moving it over. Still in the taravis. I didn't take it out of the taravis. So another example of this is also there's a discussion in the Sefer Shvitzah Shabbos. Shvitzah Shabbos was written by Rav Maltzan, those that learned the Pirish in the Siddur Agra of Siach Yitzchak. He was a Talmud of the Gaon. So he was a Rav here in Yerushalayim in his later days. So Shvitzah Shabbos over there discusses where let's say I have a big dove, a gush, a solid in liquid. I have a knedel in a soup. I have a big carrot in a soup. Is that bayer or not? Is that taravis? Is that a taravis? Is there a taravis? How do we view that? I have a pitcher. I have a pitcher with water, juice, and there are ice cubes. And at the mouth of the pitcher, there's that strainer, right? Those. They have this still nowadays?
Yeah.
The strainer. So it holds back, it's holding back the ice cubes from leaving. Is that bayro or not? Is that, let me rephrase the question. Is that a taravis? Is that a taravis? Big pieces of solid in liquid, is that a taravis? Is that considered a taravis?
Could ice be different anyway?
One second. Maybe, yeah, but that's not the topic we're discussing, right? You're a yucky, come on. So the question is that taravis? And therefore, the Shvitzah Shabbos, wants to be mekel and say that's not considered a taravis. On that, the Turei Oven says a taina. He says, what are you talking about? Look at the Trumas Adeshen. The Trumas Adeshen was machmer in the case of the fish. Right? So how could you be mekel? What's the difference between the two? So Shvitzah Shabbos says, Lani is daiti ain't the inyan lani than a trumas adeshen. My case of the solid and the liquid is not similar to the case of the trumas adeshen. Why? The trumas adeshen mairi kishein mu'uravin. There's a taroivis. There's mu'uriv. But when everything's in its place, kimay svarim, I'm sudarim ba'argas, svarim on the shelf, or peris shetuchim atavla, peris which are spread out on the platter, ve'imuchin echad agave chaveroi, and shaykh breira, it's not shaykh breira. Therefore, he says, something which is floating, a solid which is floating in the liquid, so if it's floating on top, or it's a nice size, says, I don't see that shaykh to Breira. I don't see that shaykh to the case of the right, what would you say if you have a pickle jaw? Right, so there's liquid in there and it's stuffed with pickles. Pull out a pickle that's Breira. It's not Breira. There's no Tarivis. You don't see a Tarivis. So the emes is that the truth is that the bottom line that comes out of this is that even this chiddush of the Shvisa Shabbos that she's bringing down from Sefer Eitz HaChaim, that's not Shaykh Breira by something that's solid and liquid, it really depends. It really depends. And he speaks that over there also. Depends. For example, we see later a case of a fly that's in the liquid. Right? A mosquito, a fly got ended up in your cup of soda. So you want to get the fly out. This halach is how to do it. You have to take it out with liquid. Different dinim. How much liquid do you have to take it out with? The answer is because, again, it has to be ma'ura. So yeah, a canadle in a soup, in a bowl of soup, or a carrot in a bowl of soup. So that's standing right out there. You just stick your hand in, you take the canadle out, you take the carrot out. It's not ma'uriv.
My
fly is something which is small. Right, hopefully it's a small fly. You need to fish around to get it. You ever try to get the fly out? You stick it in, you miss it. You need to chop it. It's even if it's floating on top, it you need to catch it. Again, very good. We're going to talk about tea also, right? I believe that, like you say, that tea bag is not going to be Breira because of this halacha. Very good. A tea bag and the tea. It's more than just nikka. It's called achas nikkeres b'fnei atzma. It's mesudarim b'fnei atzma. There's the liquid and then there's the tea bag and the liquid. So to take the tea bag out, I said we were going to talk about it. I forgot by Bishop we talk about. But it's Breira, mitam hilchas Breira. But that's not going to be Breira. Because it's Mesudr. Mesudr. So therefore, in the case of the ice cubes also. Now, like you just said, there are other svaras to be makel in the case of pitcher. Even if you want to learn that is a taravis, there's reasons to say that it's not considered like tuminim, because the idea of the ice cubes is that it should melt into the liquid that's in there. It should become one. So you view it as one. Unless you dafka don't want your ice cubes melting in your wine, so you put it in a bag, so then you won't have this heter. Or some people are not makbid that ice cubes should come out with the liquid. So maybe that's also not oichel, not pesedus, because you don't really care if it comes out. You prefer not to, so maybe that's not considered oichel. I'm saying there are other stories to be makel over there, to be makel, but the idea that's being discussed over here is that we need first to give it a shame. So if I have a soup, and there's small little pieces of vegetables lying around my soup, right? And bother, I like clear soup. I don't want those little pieces of carrots and who knows what flying around there. So I want to get it out, right? So that would be better, because those small pieces, to fish it out, you have to search for it. You have to move around. You have to get to it. That's lost in the soup. A big carrot that you just pull out, that won't be better. Okay, yeah, you want to ask?
If the tea would have milk in and you can't see the tea bag, then would that be a problem with
butter? So I don't think so, because the maisa, it's with the string, you just take it out. It's still not ma'urav with it. I understand where you're coming from, because I focused on the ayin raya.
And if it doesn't have a string?
So maybe then if I have to look for it, then you're right. It's like Rav Moshe talks about the Sfarim on the shelf in the dark. Correct. That's a good point. Now, let's say I have a plate. I have a plate with rice, potatoes, and the rice and the potatoes are touching each other. At the point of contact, they're touching each other. And I want to separate the two from each other. Is that taravis? Or the question I was asked before, which the Bir Halacha talks about, if I have, let's say, shichvos, I have layers. If I have layers, I have, right? I meant to say before, by the coats, by the Shalom Zacha. If after a while all the coats start getting tangled with each other, I have to mamish like search for my coat, which is in the middle of the mess over there. So that's a taraivis. But if let's say everything is piled up nicely, the set of sparim piled up, I want this chelik vav, which is the middle. I want the chelik. Is that a question of a taraivis or not? So in svara, it's at svara, this should not be a taraivis. Where's the taraivis? Where's the point of mixture? How and the lashon of the Bir Halacha is shim tidchayk loyma shenechshavim uravim. If you push me against the wall to say that this is called mu'uriv, that's what he says. Shim tidchayk loyma shenechshavim uravim. Because in svara, I wouldn't consider this a taraivis. Ladina, he's misupik. He says maybe yet, because the ma'isa I am taking something out from within other things. Right? The two Svarim over here, I am pulling this out. Right? If I took off the top two Svarim and now this is the one I want, so there's no Baira here. There's no Taravis, because I removed from the top. I removed what's on top. Now I got to the one I want, I took it off. But to pull it out, that's where it's Mesupik, then maybe that's the Taravis. Yep, I'm not using it now. I want to prepare it for when I get up afterwards. I'm not getting into the heter. Okay. You're right. You'll have to figure out a heter, which may be a heter. But I want the chelik vav to use the chelik vav, which is in the middle of the pile. And well, you'll have to. Do I need to apply the teirim b'chlal?
Why would it be different than in the stoop, even if it's smaller? I think it's Snickers. The problem is that it's harder.
Because it's ma'uriv. That's what the mishmur says.
It's clearly.
That's when it's a solid big piece.
So the big piece was just because then it's easier to get.
Not just easier, it goes directly together. The small pieces you have to fish around for.
So you also have to, it's harder to get.
That's the suffix, but there's no point where they're mamish ma'urav. By the small pieces in the soup, it's ma'urav with the soup. It's in the soup. Okay? This is not in this, and this is not in this. So the avgosh is ma'urav with the soup. But it stands out. It's nicker. It's masudr. So that's what the Shvi'is Shabbos response was. It's mesudr, it's on the shelf. Here's the solid, here's the liquid. The small pieces are floating around.
Where's the difference between this and every other case of mixed solids?
What do you mean?
And
I have a salad cut up, the pieces are mixed to each other. Yeah, but there's cucumbers, tomatoes. Look at a bowl of cucumbers and tomatoes cut up and look at this. I think it's clear.
I just don't know the
svar. As far as that, that's a mixture. Where's the mixture? Where are they mixed with each other? Over there, the tomatoes and cucumbers are mixed.
So it's only if you can't see something?
No. It says here, even though it's Nikaris Bifnei Atzman, I could see it. There's a simple AT. I could just take the pile and go like that, and then I could take it to see if I want. No, it's it. If you're looking for aces.
Or you can spread it out, no?
Or I can spread it out, but right.
What about if you have svarim behind each other? A shelf has two layers of svarim?
So if you know the svarim, so then it's masudah. It's still masudah. There's one row here, one row in the back. I'm taking out to get to the row in the back. Right? It's masudah. Everything's masudah in its place.
No one behind it? Why is it different than that?
Because over here, where it's, I need to pull it out from within. Over there, what did I do? I took out these two svarim, now I got to the other two.
Why is that a mixture?
What?
Why is that a mixture?
Which one?
Two rows
of svarim. It's not a mixture, I'm saying. Two rows, I'm saying, it's not a mixture. This is a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, in Tidchik Laima, that's a mixture. His suffix is because it's the Maisa within other things.
Oh, so two rows is for sure fine.
Yeah, I think
so. Even if you don't know what's behind.
Again, I'm saying maybe if you don't know, that will be another discussion which we'll have with Rav Moshe about the dark. I didn't discuss that. If you don't know. Okay? So this is what the Mishnah Berurah is addressing over here. Meaning, which is mevur, that if let's say you have two Mine Eichlin, which are lying on top of each other, and there's no eruv between them. Ooh, I didn't realize. There's no eruv between them. They're just touching each other. Mishmur is mesupik. Now you have to keep in mind that in Hilchas Beirer, most of the times when we have a suffix, we're dealing with a suffix deraisa. That's why in Beire, we're more machmir than other malachas, other shayas that come up, because it's one of the only malachas, like we mentioned last time, the Mishpura is very machmir on it. He gives that as examples, because the shayas that come up could be deraisa, like as examples. So now, later on in Simen, we have a case of chalav with shumin. Chalav with the cream, the shumin that's on top. Over there, the chayr is two liquids. The chalav is a liquid, the shumin's a liquid. So why is that considered taravis? So over there, by the chalav and the shumin, there is a eruv. There's a real eruv. At the point of contact where they're touching, there's an eruv over there. There is an eruv between them. Therefore, back to our case, to have a plate with potatoes and rice next to each other, I can separate the two. Because over there, even though they're touching, but there's no taravis. They're sitting in its place. Not like here where it's piled up. They're sitting in its place. At the point of contact, there's no eruv like by the chalav and the shuman. So that's not considered a taravis. Okay, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week we'll continue and we'll get into also what's considered shnei minim. Okay? Have a wonderful Shabbos.